Hello and welcome back to Constructing You. First thing is first, there are only 8 days to go until my book, Constructing Your Career, is launched. So I would love to share this very special moment on the journey that has been in the making for a very long time, not just in terms of preparing to write a book and then writing a book and then going through the publishing process, but I would love to share the moment that it is released with you. So you can join the free virtual launch event. It is on Facebook and the link is in the show notes. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be very insightful discourse on careers, on the book, on what you need the most. So do join me. It would be a pleasure and a privilege to have you there with me on the day of launch. And as much as I would love to do a premium book launch that I have dreamed about, the current situation doesn't really allow for that. So virtually it is going to have to be. So the link is in the show notes. I would love to see you at the virtual launch with me. Lots to talk to you about today, but before we get into it, let me tell you about Design and Build. Design and Build have over 15 years experience recruiting in construction, engineering, architecture, manufacturing, property, and real estate. They put trust at the heart of the entire process. From taking a brief with a client, interviewing a candidate, arranging interviews, managing the onboarding process, and keeping in touch, they measure success on whether they've done right by you. As market leaders in their field, they have unrivaled connections, expertise, and contacts to fulfill your recruitment needs. So reach out to them by emailing info@designandbuild.com.au. I will put that in the show notes if you're looking to make a career move right now. And if you would like to hear your ad on my podcast, email my team info@eleanormosher.com and let's get you in front of the people that matter the most. Now, in the Constructing You podcast Facebook group, and if you want to join, just search for Constructing You podcast on Facebook, I put out a post asking if you had any questions and I can answer them on the podcast. So one of the questions from Joey is, what does an ideal career path in construction look like? Well, I have to ask you a few questions back. What is your definition of ideal? And your definition of ideal is going to be different from someone else's definition of ideal. So there is no one ideal career path, because if there was, well, can you imagine everyone going around doing the same thing? There would be no innovation. There would be no new businesses. There would be no sense of diversity and sense of thinking and the types of organizations that enter the marketplace and the people that they develop, so on and so forth. So ideal, there is no one path. And this was a lot of the founding premise of starting the podcast, because when you go through the academic system, all what you really get told as to what is available to you is a project manager or a construction manager. That is not the entirety of what is possible in the industry. And that is why I absolutely love the discovery process of this podcast, of showing you what is possible, because I really hope by now, as we are nearing 50 episodes, you're seeing that anything is possible. It doesn't matter where you've come from, what your story is. No one here has started off with any handouts. Anything is possible. And what is ideal for you, as I said before, is not maybe going to be ideal for me. And that's why it is of extreme importance to know what it is that you want. And I discuss this in depth in my book, because once upon a time, I couldn't answer the question, what it is that I wanted. I would fumble around for answers. And oh, it was obviously a reflection of my thinking back then. So if you want to change your results, you upgrade your thinking. And I am so grateful that I did. I'm smiling because right now, if I were to talk you through my vision, it would be a 10 to 15 minute conversation at best. So to find out the ideal, well, first of all, you have to look internally. You have to have the internal dialogue and discourse with yourself. What do you want? Here's an exercise for you. Get a piece of paper and just write down a list of everything that you want. Let's start there. Think of it this way. When you start working on a construction project, regardless of the discipline or stream that you are in, the first thing that you know about the project is the end goal. You know what the building is going to look like. You know exactly how it's going to function and what its purpose is. It is exactly the same for your career and life. You have to know what the end is. We have to keep the end in mind. So keep that in mind, and I would love for you to do that exercise. And if you're brave, share it with me. Now, there is a lot happening in the industry, especially in Melbourne. And it was thinking about the conversations that have really been occurring this week as a result of certain announcements that fueled the topic for today's conversation. And it is a very key quality of successful people. And that is that successful people can deal with uncertainty. Successful people can deal with a lot of uncertainty. Now, most people want certainty, but it's just an illusion. And the issue is that the illusion of certainty is very powerful. And what it does to people is the illusion of certainty allows them to give up on growth and experiences in order to have it. People sacrifice growth and experiences in order to stay in a zone of certainty instead of venturing out into the uncertainty. And I wanted to mention this very key attribute of successful people, because right now everywhere we look is plagued with uncertainty. Everyone is speculating. Everyone is trying to project what is happening. No one is really comfortable being in the present and wallowing in a positive way in the uncertainty. Because even when right now whatever is happening isn't the case, we're always amidst uncertainty, especially when you don't know what you want. That adds a whole other layer of uncertainty. Obviously, right now, stakes are really high, but have a think about the level of uncertainty and what's at stake of the ultra-successful people, the Musks, the Bransons, the Bezos, the Oprahs of the world. They operate with this level of uncertainty and risk in their own economy probably on a day-to-day basis. And they are comfortable with it. They have to be in order to have had that massive level of success that they have. Now think about it from this perspective. When you go and sit down and watch a movie, do you want certainty or uncertainty in the movie? You want uncertainty. You want to go through the journey of the movie, the emotional highs, the lows, the suspense, the intrigue. You want it to just keep you on the edge of your seat until you can't take it anymore, and then you find out how it ended. You don't go into a movie wanting to know exactly how it ends, exactly what the plots are and what the plot twists are and what happens at every point, and you don't want that. Then why do you want that for your career and your life? Now, this may not sit too well with you at the moment, because you have to hold two opposing ideas in your mind at the same time of being in the uncertain and also knowing exactly what you want with certainty. Now, that is also another quality, another attribute of successful people, is they can hold two opposing ideas in their mind at once. So think about that. But one thing that I am certain about is that you will love my next guest. It is David Russo, principal and board member at Johnstaff. Project managers, listen up. This is the episode you have been waiting for, because David goes deep into what it takes to be an exemplary and exceptional project manager. He's had such a fascinating background coming up from engineering and scaling his career all the way into the upper echelon and the board position within Johnstaff. Let me tell you a little bit more about David to get you all excited. So David has been a leader within the Victorian Johnstaff team for 10 years as a principal since 2013, and he joined the National Board of Directors in November 2016. David has extensive experience managing and delivering a wide range of capital projects for clients in the public and private sectors, many of which have been complex projects in a variety of industries. His experience spans across health, aged care, complex education, and research projects. David is focused on ensuring that Johnstaff continues to support and guide strong relationships with their clients and, of course, their staff. He has a Bachelor of Civil Engineering and Bachelor of Commerce from the University of Melbourne and is nationally recognised member of Engineers Australia and is a graduate of the Australian Institute of Company Directors. But you don't come here for the technical stuff. So in the interview with David, we talk about, as I said before, exceptional project management practices, an amazing discourse on leadership and management, and a really important session on decision making. Of course, I am biased, but it is a brilliant interview and I cannot wait for you to experience the value that David shares. So until then, if you love what you are listening to, then connect with me on Instagram. I am at @EleanorMosher_. And of course, come into my LinkedIn community, Eleanor Mosher. And I would love to see you in the growing Constructing You podcast Facebook group. I love hearing your comments and welcoming you into the group. So until the next episode, here's to Constructing You.